This is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. High school football in full swing as far as scrimmages go, at least last night. Frederica did kick off its season officially. 912-275-7017 will take your calls. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Advanced Rehab. Athletes, student athletes, if you need a physical, Advanced Rehab, get in there. They'll give you the physical, and then they're going to give you an assessment test, things that you need to improve on, things that you do well. They'll let you know what they are. It's a really good deal. You know, Kit, man, here's the thing. Certain few. I'm speaking to a certain few.
Certain few. Okay.
Certain few.
All right. Let's clarify that.
All right. So, yeah. Look, we don't get along. Look, we don't.
Okay.
I'm not talking to Kip Branch here.
You and I get along.
No, we get along.
Long as you don't start talking LeBron, we're fine.
Sure. Well, yeah. We don't get along.
Yeah.
We haven't for a long while. And the thing is, it's been years. You know, this is not something new. I've gone out of my way to be cordial.
Right.
You know, I've been nice. I've been pleasant. But the thing is, if you've got something to say, you have my number.
Okay.
Pick up the phone. Be a man.
You've never been hard to find.
No. I'm everywhere. I'm always out and about.
I mean, every time I call or text, you usually
right
answer.
Yeah, I don't dodge.
No, I got you.
You got something to say, call me. It would be a lot more productive than you being a 16-year-old girl and getting on Facebook. I'm just saying, like, if you got something to say, be a man and call me. A
lot of good high school football last night,
absolutely,
Jason. Absolutely. A lot of good high school football. Glenn Academy went to McIntosh to the ship and absolutely annihilated the McIntosh County Buccaneers last night. 62-12.
The Glenn defense in particular looked really good. Of course, Jernigan didn't play for the Red Terriers.
Why did he need to play?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know what he can do. I mean, why does he need to play? I mean, you got Benedictine coming in here next week, defending state champions. Kind of a circle game for Glenn Academy, and anybody in Southeast Georgia knows what Randon Jernigan can do with the football. Throwing or running.
And thank you for getting me off my rant, changing the subject.
Man, I understand, man. It's easy to go in a rant.
Yeah. Benedictine's a very good football team. They won the state championship, as you said, last year. Glenn Academy is a good football team. The thing is, I don't think Glenn Academy is as strong offensively this year as they were last year. They might be better defensively this year than they were last year. The strength of that Red Terror team is going to be their defense. The defense will carry them as far as they can. As far as the Red Terriers go, it will be on the defense's back, I believe.
Hunter Hall's a monster,
man.
He is
a monster.
He's a monster. I mean, he is. I wrote an article about him in Southern Sports Edition a few weeks ago. The human tackling machine, that's what he is, Jay Bish. He's a monster.
By the way, we've got a brand new system, like a system that runs this show that sends it to you. It's the first time we've been on it. So if something goes haywire,
it's Jason's fault.
I'm blaming it on the system. This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Bruce Kennedy Tire.
I'm anxious. You know, I'm a big Brunswick High guy. You know, I do Brunswick High radio. But Brunswick does not play next weekend. I cannot wait to get to Glenn County Stadium and watch Glenn County and Benedictine next Friday night. Glenn's going to beat Benedictine. They're going to beat them. That's a circle. Glenn was better than Benedictine last year, Jason. Were you at that game?
Six fumbles.
Six? I mean, I counted eight. I mean, the ball was all over the lot, but fumbles are part of the game. But Glenn won't fumble eight times next Friday night. They're going to beat Benedictine.
It would be a big win for Glenn to avenge that loss. It would be a big win in the state. It would be a big win for the reason that there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that say, well, Glenn's not going to be as good because DJ Dallas has moved on.
It's not like they didn't have any talent. Glenn's got talent. I mean, Jernigan was the region player of the year in 2014 at Brunswick High.
As a freshman.
1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards passing. Well,
get this.
He's a senior.
At Brunswick High, Randon Jernigan, to my knowledge, is the only freshman in Georgia history to throw for 1,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards as a freshman. He's the only, that list is one person long, Randon Jernigan. That's it.
Got hurt his sophomore year and, you know, you couldn't, you know, just messed him up. Then he transferred to Glenn for his junior year. I mean, it's not like the kid can't play. They're not going to miss too much at quarterback. I'm more worried about running back at Glenn than I am quarterback.
The Pirates had a 10-0 lead at the half, and then in the second half exploded.
Yeah, well, they were in Hinesville. Any local person that knows anything about traveling to Hinesville to play a football game knows that you're going to have 150 yards of penalties. But the Pirates came out, looked really, really good last night. You know, couple of kinks early, but 10-0 at half. Had two touchdowns called back in the first half, by the way, for penalties. Okay, so it could have easily been 24-28-0 at halftime. And then third quarter, Pirates come out, get two nice drives. Ice the game pretty much, bring the, you know, junior varsity in the fourth quarter, and they go on a route, Liberty County 42-0. Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
The Brunswick High defense. Is pretty good.
Because I didn't know that?
They're pretty good.
Huh.
They can run. We didn't even, Sherrod Fraser didn't even play last night. We're not turning him loose until coffee in 2 weeks. He did not play. Sean Ward is a monster. In the middle of that defense, we call him Little Tyson. He's kind of short and stocky like Mike Tyson, and he knocks people out like Mike Tyson. That guy can hit. He had a diving interception last night. It looked like something you'd see on Saturday and Sundays on TV. And I said, this guy caught the football. I'm used to him knocking somebody in the mouth, but he dove for an interception last night. Aubrey Williams at safety had a nice interception in the first half. Defense can run really, really fast. Offense looked good. Jamarius Stevens, he passed for 230 yards last night.
That's going to be the wheel that determines whether or not that Brunswick High machine is going to work or not.
That kid's got the best. He's got the best arm talent in this region. He can throw. He can make any throw that Sean Pender needs him to make.
He just needs to make good decisions with the football.
He does. He's got great pocket presence. I noticed that last night. He can, in Liberty County, you can say what you want to about Liberty, but Liberty's defensive line might be the best defensive line we will face in the regular season. They're that good, and they're big, and they're fast, and, you know, we had trouble running the football a little bit in the first half, but we wore them down in the third quarter, and we were able to start pounding some yards in there on them.
That new Pirate defense, that 3-5-3 defense, pitched a shutout last night, a 43-0 final for the Pirates. By the way, Glenn won pretty big over MCA. They demolished MCA, 62-12 was the final there, and Glenn was up 27-12 at the half, which is basically the varsity portion of the game. Glenn's varsity basically won that first half, 27-12.
You know, when Liberty got their first down with 2 minutes left in the first half. They did. And so the Pirate defense, I'm real impressed with the Pirate defense. Glenn Academy's got a great defense. And just excited about high school football coming.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer. dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altema Avenue, or just give them a call at 265-2388. The home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and one of my favorite segments of the week, and you never know what you may hear here, the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Leonard Fournette, I hear you, bro. My backyard barbecue league seems slow to me, too. Leonard Ellerbe, head of Floyd Mayweather's camp, says they have over $60 million in the box office already. Leonard, what size boots do you wear? Devontae Freeman, loan me $5. Mitch Trubisky, better than Tom Brady. Johnny Manziel says he would like to get into coaching. There is no one better than I can think to be a positive role model for my kid than Johnny Manziel. Happy birthday, Mike Gundy. You're a man. You're now 50. So glad it's football season, so I no longer have to tell you over and over and finding different ways to say the Braves are bad. And these are my thoughts.
You know, now since preseason football and high school football started, I have officially signed off on the Braves for 2017. I hate to say that. Don't call me a bandwagon jumper, Jay. It's just football season, man. I live for football season. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply, Peachtree Pest Control, Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Jason, it's football season.
The Braves were right around 500 for the majority of the year. They had their opportunities. Freddie Freeman came back, and they've only gotten worse. The bullpen's atrocious. Jim Johnson is a walking disaster.
They should change his middle name to Blown Save.
I like it. Jim Blown Save Johnson.
That's pretty good, you know?
I like it. It's creative and clever.
Yeah, he's blown quite a few this year. I read some insane stat where the Braves bullpen's blown about 14 late in leads.
Something like that. And Jim Johnson's got half of them.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Of all the blown saves that the Braves had, Jim Johnson is right around half just by himself. The entire bullpen, like let's just say, because I think the stat I saw is they had 13 blown saves at one time, but that was a month or so ago. So obviously that number probably has gone up. But Jim Johnson, just do the math, he's around 50% of the entire bullpen. That's guys coming up and down, guys that are consistently there at the major league level. I mean, hell, we've probably had about 20 guys pitch out of the bullpen this season, right? Around there?
At least.
And he by himself has blown half the saves out of the bullpen.
But he could go somewhere like the White Sox next year and have 40 saves and be the comeback player of the year.
He will never save 40 games.
I mean, that's what
there's
happens.
There's no way.
That's usually what happens.
Frederica hit the road yesterday. They did not scrimmage. They jumped right into their regular season. They didn't even play a scrimmage game. They went and played Park Lane from Mississippi, played them in Montgomery, Alabama. Park Lane's a really good football team, and they looked good yesterday against the Knights. Yep. Knights fell behind early 14-0, called their way back, got the game tied, and pretty much from that point, it was all Park Lane after that.
When you schedule these games like that, and that's done with one thing in mind. When you schedule these high-profile teams, that's getting you ready for the postseason, Jason. That's all that it's about. And, you know,
yeah.
Coach Derek figured out what he had yesterday when he went over there and played a quality team. You know, they scored 36 points, but they got to, you know, they got to shore up some things on defense. You can't give up 49 points and expect to win football games, but they'll get that fixed. Athletes everywhere on the Frederica roster, they're going to be fine.
Coming up in 2 minutes, our Sound of the Week.
Sound of the Week.
That's my favorite segment.
The Sound of the Week. I can only imagine what it's going to be like. If it's better than the Hugh Freeze thing we had a couple of weeks ago.
It is.
Okay. That should be awesome.
Frederica's going to be okay. They're loaded with talent. They've had some injuries to key players heading into the season. They were still deep enough to where, does it hurt them? Sure it does. When you lose a Patrick Brunson, when you lose a Gavin Williams at quarterback, yeah, I mean, you feel that. But at the same time, their roster is so deep, especially with skill guys. They've got guys that can run all over the place. They're just pulling them out of the haunted jungle over there on St. Simon's.
They're pulling them from somewhere, but that's where.
1-9.
Yeah.
1-9, their next opponent was last year, Holy Spirit. So, and they were 1-4 in the region. Mm. That game's going to be in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's.
It's going to be bloody, all right.
So, Frederica, that should be a.
That should be a nice, solid 55-6 if they even get in there and score on the JV or anything like that. That should be a nice opening day win for the Frederica Knights.
Should be a W. See, I like how you take those underhanded.
What'd I do? I mean, they're a private school. They have to get players from somewhere. I mean, they do. Give them credit for going out and getting the kids they get. That's a testament to their coaching staff and their school.
Brandon Derrick's a very good coach. He's a very likable guy. Sound of the week. Yep. Okay. Sound of the week.
He was flattened. What can I say? He got his ass whooped. But I like the guy. He's all right though. He's kind of like a lovable mouthpiece. You know what I mean? But he's all right. You know what I mean? So. But it did not go well for him, so. When I was hearing all the stuff he was saying, I was like, it's concussion talk. The man is badly, badly concussed. I mean, look at his face. He was bust up bad.
That's Conor McGregor talking about the sparring partner that was sent over from Floyd Mayweather's camp to spar with McGregor. And McGregor, well, I'll just let him tell you again.
He was flattened. What can I say? He got his ass whooped. But I like the guy. He's all right, though. He's kind of like a lovable mouthpiece. You know what I mean? But he's all right. You know what I mean? But it did not go well for him, so. When I was hearing all the stuff he was saying, I was like, it's concussion talk. The man is badly, badly concussed. I mean, look at his face. He was bust up bad.
Gosh.
This has been the greatest pre-fight in the history of pre-fights.
The greatest media circus ever.
I love it.
I can't. The Holyfield Tyson fight didn't have this kind of drama. I don't remember any of Muhammad Ali's big fights in the 70s having this kind of drama. I mean, this is great, and it's going to be a horrible fight.
Did you watch the workout session yesterday by McGregor?
Yes, he's going to get knocked out.
His hands never even went up.
No,
and he's just practicing.
Yeah, and you know, he fights MMA with his hands down. But Mayweather. I think if Mayweather wants to, he'll knock Conor McGregor out. People say, oh, you kept you crazy. But Floyd Mayweather, your first professional fight, you get in the ring with pound for pound, arguably the best fighter of all time. You're not beating Floyd Mayweather, man. It's not happening. I'm going to get on a rant here. This is, and hey, I spent my money. I'm going to watch the fight.
I'm just going to turn my mic off for a minute.
I've paid my money. I got two reserved seats to watch the fight. I'm thinking this fight, if Mayweather doesn't want it to go past three rounds, it won't go past three rounds. He may just stand around and box him for 12 rounds. Beat him up. It's going to happen. There's no way Conor McGregor's winning this fight. Quote me, what's the date today? August what?
I don't know.
August 12th. Conor McGregor is not beating Floyd Mayweather.
Write it down.
Period.
Write it down.
That's all. I told you last week Jay Cutler was going to be a Dolphin even before it came out. I told you that. Didn't I tell you that on this show?
There are a lot of things that
Did I not tell you that? There have
been a lot of things that you have been right about on this show. There have been a lot of things you've been wrong about on this show.
Did I not tell you Jay Cutler was going to be a Dolphin on this show last Saturday, even before it broke that he was going to be a Dolphin?
Can we find the audio on that? Because I'd like to hear it.
That was in the closing segments. I said, quote. It's out there somewhere. But Floyd Mayweather is going to beat Conor McGregor like a rented mule.
I'm supposed to, like, for the entertainment value of the audience, I'm supposed to debate you here?
All going to get sucked into the hype. We're going to buy the pay-per-view. We know we love the entertainment. We love all that kind of stuff, and we're going to buy it. And there's going to be something crazy go on in the pre-fight or something. They may get in a brawl before the fight, but once that bell rings, it's all business. Mayweather is going to wear him out.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbaritos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season kicked off yesterday. The Knights of Frederica were down 49-36 by Park Lane out of Mississippi over Montgomery, Alabama. Meanwhile, the Terriers of Glenn dominated their scrimmage with the MCA Bucks to the tune of a 27-6 first half score. The first half was the varsity portion of the game. The Pirates held a 10-0 advantage in their varsity portion of their scrimmage against Liberty. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment brought to you by Mateo's, Express Lube, Alan Tucker, and Fox's Pizza. I had some Fox's Pizza the other night. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we ate there the other day.
Yeah, we ate there, but I had some like on...
You went back?
I had some like on Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday, one of these nights it was raining. You know, it's been raining a lot.
You're telling me.
So we had Fox's Pizza one night this week, and it was really, really good. Had the meat lovers.
I like the comment there where Gregor's like, but I like the guy.
Oh, I like him too. I mean, I like to watch his MMA fights, but he's stepping in the boxing ring with somebody that's great.
I'm talking about when he was talking about the sparring partner being concussed. And like, he's talking a lot of BS. I mean, yeah, well, basically here it is.
He was flattened. What can I say? He got his ass whooped. but I like the guy. He's all right, though. He's kind of like a lovable mouthpiece. Do you know what I mean? But he's all right. You know what I mean? So, but it did not go well for him, so... When I was hearing all the stuff he was saying, I was like, it's concussion talk. The man is badly, badly concussed. I mean, look at his face. He was bust up bad.
So does that mean Connor walks around in MMA world always concussed? Because he has some outrageous stuff that comes out of his mouth quite frequently. But MMA is good, man. Boxing can learn a lot from Dana White in MMA, couldn't they?
Boxing's in trouble.
Boxing is in trouble, and I think that's part of the reason why Floyd took this fight.
But I think that only deepened the hole.
You think?
Because it's basically an admission of the boxing world that, look, this is the state of our sport where we've got to have arguably the greatest that's ever lived take a fight against an amateur that's not even a boxer, isn't even in our federation, to take this fight outside of our federation in order to get some type of PR, some type of notice. We've got to take a non-traditional fight against a fighter that's not a boxer, he's a fighter, he's a martial artist.
2 weeks from today.
In order for us to get mainstream media attention. That's the length that boxing has to go right now. Take the best ever and put them against an amateur, a martial artist, in an effort to gain recognition, mainstream media. That's how far they've had to go.
Well, they're going to get the recognition because he is going to pepper Conor McGregor's face. But enough about that. Wayne County last night, their scrimmage game, beat Thomas County Central 47-14.
Okay. For those of you that weren't listening, repeat that again, Kip.
Wayne County, 47, Thomas County Central, 14. TCC's well thought of around the state in high school football. 5 or 6 state championships.
Juggernaut.
They are a traditional power. Wayne County beats them 47-14. They hired a new coach from Bluffton, South Carolina. He's come in. He's installed something similar to this Pender offense at Brunswick High. And they're throwing it all over the lot. And from what I understand, talking to some Wayne County people, it didn't seem like TCC knew what was coming. Had no idea that Wayne was going to sling it like they did. Wayne's a traditional lineup with a power eye and run somebody off tackle. That's Wayne County. But they spread it around and they threw the ball all over the lot. 47-14. They beat the brakes off Thomas County Central.
Took the brakes off the car.
I mean, 47-14.
That's my fault. I didn't turn my ringer off.
You didn't turn your ringer off.
Oh, well.
But Ware County and Camden played last night. Tough ball game, 14-13. Cats from Camden came out on top. Two good football programs. Camden trying to get back to where they were. We know what Ware County's got. Hey, both teams look pretty good.
Camden County, they're coming out, obviously, they're going away from the wing tee for the first time in forever. They're coming out with the spread. Coach Spire, hotshot coach up in Atlanta, is coming down here, or coming down to Camden County in Kingsland, try to get the program back on solid footing. It's fallen a long way. The season they had was dreadful last year. I believe they went 1-9.
They had a rough season.
Man. It was tough. And the year before that wasn't great either.
They beat Forest Park and they beat Brunswick High last year.
Okay, so 2-8.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2-8. That's not really the standards that we're used to seeing Camden County football. So a change was made. This coach has come in, and Kip and I have actually previewed their schedule already, and I see, based on what I've seen out of Camden the last 2 years, I see one win on that schedule. One.
I don't see a region win at all. That's a loaded region. They end with Lowndes and Tift and Colquitt. Those teams are loaded.
Now, with that being said, they went out and they beat a really good Ware County team last night in a scrimmage, 14-13. Granted, it's a scrimmage. Typically, the varsities play for the first half, and then the JVs play the second half.
But Ware's breaking in kind of a new offense, too, so there's some growing pains on both sides. Ware's kind of going to a little spread type attack.
Right. Still, I didn't expect to see Camden hang with Ware County. Because at this point, really, like, let's... Somebody walks up to you and says, who's the better football team, Ware or Camden? Your answer is?
Right now, Ware.
Absolutely. Is it close? No. Right?
Not based on the last couple of years.
Okay. So a 14-13 score is not indicative of where we think these two programs are. So us sitting here and saying we see one win for Camden on their schedule, and then Camden goes out and hangs with Ware and beats them in a scrimmage... It's encouraging if you're a Wildcat fan.
We'll know more when they play Oakleaf next week.
That's the truth.
We'll know a lot more about Camden because Oakleaf's usually a decent football team.
They will have Oakleaf. Is that game at Chris Gilman, or are they going there?
I thought Oakleaf came to them last year. I could be wrong.
The game's in Kingsland.
Oh, okay. Well, Oakleaf... That's not a big commute for them. What's that, less than an hour?
They're just down in Jacksonville, Orange Park area.
So, going to be a good game. Oakleaf beat Camden last year, and so Camden looks to return the favor this year. The Camden County Wildcats, who would have ever thunk that Camden County would be 2-8 in football in a football season with the material that they historically have down there?
I have an emailer that has emailed me about my perspective on Georgia football. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at AlanTuckerATTY.com. That's AlanTuckerATTY.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. Online at PeachtreePest.com.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. I'm Kip right here, bringing us back from break. This segment brought to you by Big City Cleaners, Corks Fabric Care, Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmission, and Urgent Med 1. You said you wanted to talk Georgia football. And,
well, it's not that I want to talk Georgia football. It's just that I have I got an email from a listener asking why it seemed like that I wasn't a Georgia fan when I do this show. And the truth of the matter is, I am. I'm a huge dog fan. So I told the listener to tune in. I'd explain to him.
Oh, here we go.
I'd explain to him what my perspective is.
Okay.
So this is basically it. Metaphorically.
Okay.
Metaphor me, if you will. Okay. So it's like you've got this little sister. Okay. She's like 14 years old. You're 18, whatever. So you've got a 14-year-old sister. Okay. And she has a crush on this guy. He's like 17, whatever. He's a little older for her. He's like 17 years old. And she's one of like many girls that has a crush on this guy. He could have his pick. And he pretty much does, right? Like, he doesn't settle down or get in a long-term relationship. Kind of just dates around, whatever. And your little sister, your 14-year-old sister, likes this guy. And so, as her older brother, you hang out with a guy from time to time. He's a cool dude, but you don't want your sister dating him because you care about your sister. That's a cool guy, whatever. You enjoy being around him.
Just shaking my head.
But he's not the kind of guy that you want to date your sister. So, you, the listener, you, the average Georgia fan, you're my little sister.
The average Georgia fan.
I am trying to look out for you, the listener, the average Georgia fan. I'm your older brother.
That's going to go over real well.
And the Georgia program is that guy that just goes from girl to girl to girl, from listener to listener to listener, because there's always going to be another one. There's always going to be another girl. Doesn't matter how many times he burns you. You're always going to be right there waiting. And I don't want my little sister to feel that pain. I don't want you, the listener, the average Georgia fan, to fall into that trap with that guy.
So you just spent 2 minutes giving us an illustration. Can you break it down for the average Georgia fan what you were really trying to say?
What I'm trying to tell you is Georgia is going to break your heart, and you're too in love to see it.
Oh, okay.
You're too in love to see it.
Okay.
I like the guy. I like the University of Georgia. I don't want it for my brother-in-law.
Okay.
I don't want to be the uncle to his kids.
So you're saying Georgia, despite all the hype, all the rhetoric, all the talent that comes through the doors in Athens, is just always going to break your heart.
There's
is that what you're saying?
There's that 17-year-old guy that knows that he could have whoever he wanted. And he knows it, and he takes advantage of it. And you, the listener, you're my 14-year-old sister, and I don't want you anywhere near the guy. He's bad news.
Wow. That's deep, brother. That's deep. It's also a load of, you know, steaming load of you know what, but okay. But you got your point across.
Look, I'll even go as far as, you know what? If you want to hang out with the guy and you end up like in a big group together one night, your paths just cross and there's a whole bunch of people, that's fine. That's fine. Big group of people, you know, not just you and him. But when you guys start hanging out a bunch, and then it turns into just, he's going to break your heart. I'm looking out for you, the listener, the average Georgia fan. You're my 14-year-old sister. Stay away from that guy.
Okay, so whoever you are that sent that email in to Jason Bishop, we just spent, what, six minutes of a segment?
Yeah, about five.
Talking about absolutely, we talked about dating, basically, is what you just talked about.
And see, that's the way, this is my point, right?
Yeah.
This is dating. The way a 14-year-old girl would respond.
We're talking about dating.
This is a 14-year-old girl's response right here.
Talking about dating.
She doesn't understand.
17-year-old boy, 14-year-old girl,
the
got
the
crush.
The next thing out of his mouth, he's going to tell me that he loves him. And I don't understand.
Well, let me tell you what I love about Georgia football, right, this in 2017. I love the defense that they have coming back. I think they have a championship defense. The only thing that worries me about Georgia, there are two things, Jason, and that could lead to the heartbreak. And it more than likely probably will.
It always does.
The offensive line, there's question marks. And who's going to be the go-to wide receiver? Who's it going to be? Is Terry Godwin going to live up to that five-star rating that he came to Georgia with? Is he going to finally do it? The offensive line, to me, is the biggest question at Georgia. Jacob Eason's an all-SEC quarterback waiting to happen. He gets protected. They got a chance. Georgia should win the East on paper. On paper, again, I don't want to hear nothing about 14 and 15-year-old girls. On paper, Georgia should win the SEC East this year.
I mean, I like the guy. I just don't want him dating my sister. That's what I'm with. I like the University of Georgia. I just don't want to watch him consistently break the hearts of you, the listener. Look. One thing that there comes a time, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, brother, it ain't a cheetah. Georgia hasn't won a national championship since 1980. Do you know how old I was in 1980? I was just born. That's how long it's been since the Dogs have won a national championship, and yet the fan base treats the program like a top five program in the country. And for the last several years, they haven't been. They've been behind in facilities. The recruiting has been average.
Average?
While Mark Richt was there, the recruiting was average.
Mark Richt had top 10 recruiting classes every year.
Average.
Mark Richt couldn't beat Florida.
Average.
That's why he's in Miami right now.
And then there's that. You haven't consistently beaten your biggest rival for the better part of 25 years.
When is this segment over? Is it about over?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
For 25 years. So here are the facts, Georgia fans.
You haven't won. You're talking to Georgia fans as a Georgia fan.
As a Georgia fan, that's right.
Okay, all right.
You haven't won a national championship in 30 years. You haven't consistently beaten Florida in 25. End of story.
I mean, well, you look at it from Florida's perspective. Prior to 1990, they haven't beat Georgia consistently in 76 years.
And the Florida fans, to my knowledge, those old-time Florida fans didn't treat their program like it was the top five program in the country, which is what Georgia.
You ain't never been around the Florida fans I've been around there.
I've been around some, brother. Okay. Trust me.
I went to college in Valdosta with a slew of Florida fans when they were going 6-5 every year, and you would have thought they were the greatest thing since sliced bread.
All I'm saying is I like the guy. I just don't want him dating my 14-year-old sister.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football season kicked off yesterday. The Knights of Frederica were down 49-36 by Park Lane out of Mississippi over Montgomery, Alabama. Meanwhile, the Terriers of Glenn dominated their scrimmage with the MCA Bucks to the tune of a 27-6 first half score. The first half was the varsity portion of the game. The Pirates held a 10-0 advantage in their varsity portion of their scrimmage against Liberty. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
More Southern Sports Talk. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Coconut Calves, the Brunswick Country Club, and the Strike Zone. We get into this segment, Jason, where we got the quick hit segment about for the week. And hitting that Conor McGregor thing one more time, man. That's kind of funny.
He was flattened. What can I say? He got his ass whooped. But I like the guy. He's all right, though. He's kind of like a lovable mouthpiece. You know what I mean? But he's all right. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But it did not go well for him.
It did not go well for him.
When I was hearing all the stuff he was saying, I was like, it's concussion talk. The man is badly, badly concussed. I mean, look at his face. He was bust up bad.
He's busted up bad.
This fight is not even going to get close to living up to the hype.
No. The pre-fight, though, is best of all time.
All time. It's the GOAT.
It's classic. It's classic.
Oh, there we go.
Leonard Fournette, his Jaguar debut, 9 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown, and he looked really, really good running the football.
The Glenn Academy Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show, the first one of those will air on Tuesday night, and that show will be at Catch 228, I believe, at 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, or no, 6 o'clock. It is 6 o'clock. Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, Catch 228, the Rocky Hidalgo show.
I like Catch 228. Got good food over there. All right, you talked about, you went to some diatribe a few minutes ago about 14-year-old girls dating 17-year-old Georgia fans and all that kind of stuff. Is there a more delusional fan base in the history of mankind than the Dallas Cowboys?
It's tough. That's a tough one.
Okay. There's no delusional, more delusional fan base than the Cowboy Nation. You should have saw Facebook and social media and Twitter light up the other day when it was announced that Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games.
Yeah, you sent me a text.
Yeah, because I have a lot of Cowboy friends, okay? And, you know, all you hear is all season, Cowboys this, Cowboys that. Cowboys ain't won one. They've won one playoff game since Troy Aikman was there. They've won one playoff, maybe two, tops. They haven't gone to the Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1996.
The Georgia Bulldogs haven't won a national championship since 1980.
In pro football, dude, we're talking 21 years. America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, have not won a Super Bowl.
The state's flagship school hasn't won a national championship in 36.
The Dallas Cowboys. I mean, you see Cowboy fans everywhere. America's team. You know, I mean, they're delusional.
Hmm.
I guess a hardcore segment of every fan base is delusional.
Have to be.
I mean, you're an NBA fan. I mean,
kind of.
I mean,
not really.
You're a LeBron James fan, which makes you delusional. but here's an interesting thing for you, Jason. Since 2012 SEC expansion, okay?
All right.
There's been four teams that have won 12 games in a season. You want to know what those four teams are?
Get me.
Alabama's done it four times. Auburn's done it once. Georgia's done it once. And Missouri. Not LSU. Not Florida. Those four teams, since 2012 expansion,
okay,
have won 12 games in a season.
Cool. The Frederica Academy Coaches Show is going to be at Nat's Landing. That's Wednesday night. That will be, I believe, at 7:30. Wednesday night, 7:30, Nat's Landing. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick.
Glenn Academy, 62-12 win last night. Varsity, JV combined over McIntosh. Brunswick High.
Through a shutout.
42-0 over Liberty County in Frederica. Travel, you got to keep in mind, Frederica traveled 7-8 hours just to play that football game.
Yeah.
Okay. That's tough on a high school kid.
The other interesting thing, the other interesting thing too, is that there's a local paper here that obviously Frederica played a regular season game, so they were on the front page. Glenn played a scrimmage game. They ended up on the front page. Brunswick played a scrimmage game, and there wasn't that much mention about the Pirates.
Was there anything mentioned?
You'll have to ask them.
I mean, okay. Well, that it is what it is. I mean, it just is what it is.
It'll change.
Yeah, I mean, it'll change.
Sean Pender will make sure of that.
Yeah, I mean, we start, you know, we're going to turn it around this year. Win some football games. That usually turns things around.
For the first time in history, or at least Bishop Media history, there's going to be McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show over in Darien.
Okay.
It's going to be at Blue Bay Bar and Grill, Mexican, really good Mexican place.
I've been there. It's good. Their guacamole there is next level, babe.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. That starts not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. For the first time ever, MCA with their own coaches show.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, Terrell Toomer.
That'd be nice. I just want you to acknowledge, Jason, since we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, I just want you to acknowledge that I called Jay Cutler to the Miami Dolphins last. So we had
Did
an
we find the audio on that?
We had a debate on this on the thing.
No
you
audio?
Said, you said Colin Kaepernick would be a better fit for Miami.
He would be.
Jay Cutler. I said Jay Cutler's the man. He's a better fit for their offense.
Colin Kaepernick's a... And maybe.
Okay.
Like, you know what? I do remember this now.
Yeah, okay.
You might have said this because I remember this. Because you made the same point. Like, maybe Jay Cutler is a better fit for the Miami Dolphin offense. But Jay Cutler is not a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick.
That's your opinion.
That's...
Obviously, that's not the opinion of the Miami Dolphins. Correct? Obviously, that's not the opinion of quite a few teams in the NFL.
I disagree. They're not signing him because of his political views and beliefs.
Okay.
And, again, we talked about this yesterday or last week, not trying to really get too deep into this.
Michael Vick never had a problem getting signed after his transgressions. Mm.
The skill set between Colin Kaepernick and Michael Vick are vastly different. Michael Vick was still a starting quarterback at the end of his career and taking backup roles. Colin Kaepernick isn't on that quite. Colin Kaepernick is a backup quarterback, but he is good enough to play in the NFL as a backup quarterback. And in this instance with the Miami Dolphins, when they have their starter go down, he's better than their backup. And he's better than the guy that they signed to be their starter. Now, is he a better fit for their system? I don't know. We'll find that out.
The Miami Dolphins upgraded at quarterback when they signed Jay Cutler.
Oh, wow.
They upgraded their quarterback position. Devontae Freeman is the highest paid running back in the NFL. The Falcons make Devontae Freeman the highest paid running back in the NFL.
I asked them for a loan, $5, in the Week in Review.
I mean, Home Depot's making a lot of money right now, so, I mean, is he the best back in the NFL, Jason?
Oh, there's that music. Yes, he reminds me of a
young
Jason Bishop.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality.
Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.